Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life every Saturday here on 1330 AM, 98.7 FM. KNSS brings you yours truly. Yep, I pay for the program. That's what that announcement said. These programs are paid for. But you pay for it, and then you get all the benefit. It's so much fun to talk to you about food and wine and everything that's going on in the cooking and drinking world. And then I get a book across my desk, Day Drinking. And one thinks to oneself, what is day drinking? Well, if you haven't done it, you don't know. It doesn't mean as bad as it could be construed. What it really means is, like, the best wines I've ever had in my life have been before 10 o'clock in the morning, and usually with the winemaker who made them. And some of the best cocktails and fun drinks that I've had have been during the day on a sailboat or at a big event. And, well, Cat O'Dell put together a book that you're going to want to get a copy of if you're of a mind to be investigating this day drinking concept. Cat O'Dell is contributing editor for Eater.com. That's E-A-T-E-R.com. She's the founding editor of their drinks column, which is gets rave reviews. She's also Eater's on-camera host. She's been on food shows, including The Chew, Consumed, Bravo's Eat, Drink, Love. She lives in New York. You can follow her at Cat_O'Dell on Twitter. Kat, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get you. You know, we've been trying to do this, and I'm sure it's been busy. I guess the first question would be, how's book sales going? Got to be great.
Yeah, things are great. You know, we launched the book right around the beginning of summer, which I think makes a lot of sense for day drinking. So it's been a lot of fun.
I'll bet. And you just came back from one of my favorite events, although I haven't been the last several years, down in New Orleans, Tales of the Cocktail. How was that?
It was great. I love New Orleans. It's actually one of my favorite cities in the country. It just has a very magical, special energy to it. And as expected, it was pretty hot. It was up to 160 degrees one day that I was there.
Oh, man.
I know. And I bounced around to a bunch of events, had some book signings, just got to try some pretty cool new spirits that are coming out soon. So it was great.
Well, I think the best part about that event is it showcases the multitude of talented people that are working behind bars in our restaurants and hotels and venues all across the country. And it's about time. You know, it used to be bartending was kind of like something you did as a side job. And now there's guys and gals who it is so much more than that. It is truly a profession, and professional aspect is what makes it so good. And some of the cocktails that come out of events like that and from those talented people, pretty cool stuff. And then in your book,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the people I featured in the book were out there. It was great.
All right, so let's talk about you. Take us back. You know, the front of the book talks about who inspired you, and I love your smelly lunch story in the beginning of the book. Tell us a bit about your beginnings.
Sure. You know, my family is, they love food and wine, and I grew up eating and drinking and cooking a lot, dinners. Everything sort of focused around dinners and meals in general. And my grandmother, my mom is from the Czech Republic. So from a very young age, my grandmother would come to New York, which is where I grew up, and stay with us for a few months out of the year. And I learned to cook from her, and she's an amazing cook. So I always grew up loving food. And my dad loved wine. So he started giving me wine from a very young age, just to sort of start tasting. And I just remember my first few experiences tasting wine. I couldn't understand why anyone would ever want to drink it. It was this, like, super acidic, red, poisonous juice. And, you know, of course, that eventually changed. And, of course, I love wine. My family still loves food and wine. And I definitely attribute my affinity for eating and drinking to them.
Well, you know, it's we have similar stuff. I'll never forget the first time my dad had some scotch on the rocks, and I picked that glass up. And he said, "Yeah, you can have a taste." And I thought, "Who or why would you drink this? It just doesn't taste good." And
yeah,
little did I know. But like we both learned, you know, it's especially with wine these days being so popular that, you sweet to dry, you can find anything. And then we talk about day drinking. So tell me this: to come up with this book was kind of risky, not risky. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be people.
Yeah.
I'm surprised somebody at Workman didn't say, "Do we really want to have a book that says day drinking on the front?"
I know. It's very succinct. It's very to the point. You don't really, you know what the book is about right away.
Yeah. Well, and it's not about. You know, tell me this: if you and I were sitting together and we had the opportunity to make a decision, from now on, every wine you drink will taste exactly the same, but will have no alcohol. Would you be for or against?
No. Part of the fun is, you know, getting a buzz.
Amen.
To be against that. Of course.
Well, I just love it. But then there's times where, as I'm sure you know, me doing a radio show about food and wine, when I'm in wine country and working, it's the best kind of work you could ever want to do. I don't want to, you know, I dump and spit a lot. It pains me, but I do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you have to sometimes.
Well, but then your book has so many great cocktail ideas and things to kind of mitigate that. Talk about just the idea. Why do we day drink and where do we do it?
So, I think you can really day drink anywhere. A lot of the times day drinking happens when you're on vacation, somewhere warm, at the beach, by a pool, but the book was inspired by living in Los Angeles, and I was the editor of a website called Eater LA, and part of my job was to visit all the new restaurants and bars and stay on top of any trends that were happening in Los Angeles, and I started noticing bars that didn't have full liquor licenses, instead of just pouring beer and wine, they actually started building cocktails based on beer and wine. Just to offer customers more variety. And that was in about 2013. There was a restaurant in Venice, California, called Saltair. And that was one of the first locations I started seeing low ABV or beer and wine-based cocktails, low ABV standing for alcohol by volume, beer and wine-based cocktails hit menus. And from there, I noticed that trend start spreading in Los Angeles. And now it's really everywhere, New York, tons of bars. And, you know, I think that, A, the world of craft cocktails is growing so much, and we bartenders have had foolproof spirits for so long to play around with, and now more Amari, vermouth sherry, aperitif, wine, liqueurs are available in the country, so this just gives them more tools with which to get creative. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, it does. And I want to write this down. I couldn't quite understand it. What's the name of the bar in Venice?
Oh, it's called Saltair, Saltair.
I think I've been past it but never been in it. My niece lives in Venice. She's in a movie production business, and I'll have to
go. Oh, nice.
I'll take her there next time I go.
You
know, you hit the nail on the head, and I was going to bring up the fact that look at what some of the beer and, to a degree, wine companies are doing with making Limeritas, a drink made out of beer and things like that, where you can really get by with a couple of those and not be bad. I mean, because they are, by definition, low alcohol by volume. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
Having just come back from Tales of the Cocktail, one of the things that I think can contribute to successful, high-quality, tasty drinks that would be low in alcohol is the plethora of unusual ingredients being used. And you've got some in your book. Interesting things. And I think for a lot of people, it might have started not that long ago with muddled mint. But there's so many other things. What are some of the things you saw at Tales or you love to use in some of the recipes in the book? Off the beaten path ingredients.
Yeah, you know, there's a new liqueur which just became available in the U.S., and it's made from bergamot, which is a type of Italian citrus. And I love the flavor of bergamot. It's a flavor that you'll find in Earl Grey tea, for example. And that's not in my book. However, it was one of the most exciting liqueurs I sampled at Tales recently. And I just found out, actually, about an hour ago, I was reading some press releases in my inbox, that liqueur won Best Spirit, I believe is the title of the award, Best Spirit at Tales or something like that. So, I mean, you know, of course, citrus is ubiquitous in Costco, so having a new citrus to play around with makes sense. But yeah, in my book, I have a whole section of wild card cocktails, which are inspired by a lot of flavors from around the world. I lean heavily on Japan just because I'm obsessed with Japan, the food, the flavors, the culture. So there's a bunch of drinks with sake and soju and call for ingredients like sakura flowers and sakura martini in there. And I'm all about creativity and experimentation and finding what's new and different.
God, I just love it. And I'm so glad that Workman allowed you to use some nifty pictures in the book, because you could read a recipe, but until you can see the picture, and the one that keeps coming up is the Pim's cup.
Beautiful
wine glass filled with fruit. It's cool. Well, look, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk about the layout of the book and what folks will find if they get a copy of Day Drinking, 50 Cocktails for a Mellow Buzz by my guest, Kate O'Dell. You've seen her on TV. Get the book. You're going to love it. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.